This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Good evening and welcome to Well. Adam and Tex with you tonight from the Health Promotion Program at the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre. As always, we say thanks to Doug and the Rainbow Report team for another great show. Adam, how are you this evening?
Fantastic, Tex. And how about yourself?
I'm actually all right, my dear. Yeah. Well,
you're always all right. You're never really unhappy or grumpy.
Oh, I can be.
Well, you do have your moments. But, Tex, what is on the show this week?
Well, the show's really gorgeous tonight. We're going to be chatting with Simon Morris. Now, Simon's from VicBears. Now, we've spoken to VicBears quite often over the years, but this is about a new group called Bear Heart, and that's Bear, H-A-R-T. So we're going to be finding out what Bear Heart's all about. I certainly don't know. Plus covering some news and snippets about what's happening around town.
Fantastic. And Tex, we do love to hear from our listener.
Oh, indeed we do.
And there are many ways. What ways, pray say, can they actually get in contact with us?
Well, there's a variety of platforms. Tonight, if you'd like to ring, we have Robbie on reception. So thanks, Robbie, for being there on reception. And if you want to speak to a real life person, you can ring Robbie on 1300-JOY 949, or you could send us an email or an SMS. Both of them come to us here in the studio. Email onair@joy.org.au, or send us an SMS 0427 joy 949, or you can like us via our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/wellwellwelljoy.
Yes, so if you're sitting at home on this lovely sort of balmy, rainy afternoon, evening, I guess now,
evening. Oh, it is evening now, yes.
Yeah, so give us a call, send us a text, SMS, email, Facebook, you know, all the usual stuff. But this is Well on Joy 94.9. This is Well on Joy 94.9 in Melbourne and on Star Observer Digital in Sydney, a digital radio pop-up station presented by 2SER, Joy and Star Observer. See the banner at joy.org.au for more details.
That's really brilliant, Adam. We need to thank 2SER in Sydney. So if you're listening in Sydney, how about sending us a message, 0427JOY949. onair@joy.org.au.
Fantastic.
Or you can make that phone call from anywhere in Australia, 1300-JOY-949, and you get to speak to a real live Robbie on the end of the phone.
Fantastic. But this is the part of the show where we like to change tracks and get into our newspaper sort of presenter mode.
Beep, 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 beep. It's a news flash.
Shuffling of the papers. You know what? I never get old of that. It's one of my favourite parts of the show. Anywho.
And I hate it.
I love it. Well, no, the listeners love it as well. Mm. So, but one of the things that I came across this week was from AIDSMAP, which is one of the most useful resources we find at the Health Promotion Program, just in terms of, I guess, worldwide research.
I love AIDSMAP. It's always got interesting stories about HIV, yeah, and about sexually transmitted infections. It's got all sorts of information on there.
Yeah, and it's worldwide. So it combines a wide variety of research, because obviously we know a lot of the research that's happening in Australia, especially in Victoria. But this just sort of gives us a bit more of a contextual flavour to see what's happening around the world. So the article I came across this week was about that there's more evidence of sexual transmission of hepatitis C amongst HIV-positive guys in the US.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, look, really good. And the subheading of this story, if you like, is investigators are recommending annual testing for hepatitis C in gay men who are living with HIV. And this post came out this month, so it's really recent.
Yeah, and I guess some of the researchers sort of said that there's a high incidence of hepatitis C amongst HIV-positive guys. The annual incidence, they say, is 1.6. So it's the highest ever seen in research involving HIV-positive guys in the US. This was actually done in Boston, this study. But basically they were sort of saying that there's a lot of research that's been coming out recently saying that hep C acquisition is not actually just amongst injecting drug users.
No, that's really interesting. They're saying that, yes, it's predominantly has always been seen that injecting drug users are the people who are the largest at risk, if you like, of contracting hepatitis C. But this is going on to say that these infections appear due to traumatic sexual experiences, something that, or practices, which we have been discussing over the years here on Well, Well, Well. But they list things like fisting and non-injecting drug use. And this is especially in the context of group sex.
Yeah, and I guess the prevalence of self-reported injecting drug use amongst the HIV-positive people who were involved in this actual study was actually low, well, I guess at below 3%. So the researchers at the Institute, I can't remember what it's called, Fenway Institute in Boston, therefore believe that patients offered, I guess, a unique opportunity to explore the epidemiology of hepatitis C amongst a population of patients who were previously perceived to be at low risk. Because if you're not an injecting drug user, that's the way people naturally associate hepatitis C transmission, that if only less than 3% of these guys were actually injecting drug users, then it's a good way to actually investigate how is hepatitis C being transmitted amongst this specific cohort of HIV-positive guys.
Yeah, look, which is really interesting. Now, the doctors from this institute designed a retrospective study, and it involved all HIV-infected men who had had at least two appointments at this particular clinic between June 2008 and June 2009. They extracted data from the records of the patients to determine the prevalence and the incidence of hepatitis C between 97 and 2009, so quite a big period of time.
And I guess at the initial screening, it showed that only 6% of men were co-infected with hepatitis C and HIV. And I guess basically they just followed these people up retrospectively, which doesn't really sort of make sense, but it does because you've actually got all of their sort of tests that have been conducted over a certain amount of time. And then what you do is you go backwards and you look at who's actually contracted it and what the risk behaviours were. So basically, all in all, they sort of reported that their findings support a growing body of evidence that the epidemiology of hepatitis C infection may actually be changing amongst HIV-infected men who have sex with men in the US. And I guess in the absence of injecting drug use, high-risk sexual behaviours and non-injecting drug use appear to play a really important role in transmission. So I think it's really good that research is coming out like this that sort of says, hey, it's actually not just injecting drug use, that there's a lot of sexual behaviours that can potentially increase your risk of acquiring hepatitis C and specifically amongst HIV-positive guys.
Yeah, and look, it goes on to say that they did liver biopsies, or they were performed on 26 of the co-infected patients, and the results showed that 50% had no, or had none, if you like, or very mild fibrosis, and 31% had more advanced liver damage or cirrhosis of the liver. I can never say that.
Cirrhosis
of the liver.
Yes. Indeed. Yes. Well, I guess, I mean, if you do want to have a look at this this research project, check out AIDSMAP. Is it AIDSMAP.com?
AIDSMAP.com.
Yeah, so have a look up there. There's heaps of information up there, so we use it all the time, so we recommend you guys get on there and just come across and see what you find.
Indeed. But look, there's information for men and women, so it's not all about HIV in men, although this study was about men, HIV-positive gay men. There are reports on there from all around the world, from all sorts of people living with HIV, including younger people, juveniles, young children living with HIV. So AIDSMAP.com.
And we have had a message come through saying, what is this modern music on Well, Well, Well? And so I would actually like to dedicate this next song to Dean Beck. And You're listening to Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9 in Melbourne and on Star Observer Digital in Sydney, a digital radio pop-up station presented by 2SER, Joy and Star Observer. So see the banner at joy.org.au for more details. And tonight we are joined via the phone by Simon Morris from VicBear. So welcome, Simon. How are you?
Well, I'm good, mate. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on the show tonight.
No worries. It's always a pleasure to have you guys on. So, Simon, I guess before we get into sort of Vic Bear stuff and Bear Heart this and explaining all the details, maybe just tell the listener and us, I guess, a little bit about yourself and what you do work-wise.
Yeah, sure. Look, by day I'm a clinical psychologist. So I work in mental health. Actually work with a lot of people with anorexia and bulimia and body image problems and just the general distress that that causes. Yeah, which keeps me pretty busy. So, yeah, I work in Geelong, work out of a private practice here, so which is good, which is really, really great work that I love a lot. So.
Okay, Simon, it's Tex here.
Okay.
Good day. Now, Simon, you're a major part of VicBears. Before we get into that, age-old question, what exactly is a bear in relation to VicBears?
I'll take you starting with the most controversial question.
Oh, I know. We like those.
Do we want to, like, split the listeners right from the start? I can tell you what we think a bear is.
Yep, tell us that.
So, look, Vic Bears thinks that being a bear is about masculinity, and it's about a down-to-earth attitude. So it's about inclusivity, and it's about, welcoming people of all different shapes and sizes and ethnicities, and having a community of like-minded people, and I guess originally having a good time together is what it's all about. So
now I hear all sorts of terms about bears, like polar bears and grizzly bears and growly bears and koala bears, which of course is wrong. Can you tell us a little bit about what Vic Bears itself is all about?
Sure. Well, Vic Bears started in 1997, and I guess at its heart, it's a social club. So, in the simplest way, if you think of, like a social club in a workplace, it's a social club for like-minded people. And it's for people, I guess, who identify either as a bear or they like something about the bear community. And so it's not about body shape or size or weight or anything. It's about, I guess, identifying with being a gay man and identifying with masculinity being a pretty core part of that and embracing that. I guess in many ways it's kind of counter to other misconceptions in gay community, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously, I have a preconceived notion of what a bear is, but obviously, I'm not part of Vic Bears, and I obviously wouldn't be able to see the sort of the diversity that's actually involved within that. So it's fantastic to hear that it is actually really inclusive of lots of different types of people, rather than just this, I guess, one perception of exactly what a bear is.
Look, I think there's a stereotype that you've got to be big or got to be hairy or something like that. Look, you'll certainly be popular if you are, but but having said that, there will be plenty of people there who are like that, who are into smooth guys or into smaller guys, or it's horses for courses. And I guess in any community, not everyone's into everyone, but I guess it's about welcoming people of a whole variety of shapes and sizes, and it's about a place to come and feel a sense of belonging.
Fantastic. Well, look, we're just going to take a quick break and listen to another one of the fabulous tunes that I've selected for tonight. This is Emily Sun with Next to Me. Welcome back to Well, Well, Well. And if you've just joined us, we're chatting with Simon Morris from Vic Bears. And Simon, before we went to the song, you were talking about the Vic Bears were started in 1997.
Mm.
But how was it started and sort of why was it started?
Well, I guess the Vic Bears is part of a worldwide bear movement, I guess, which is sort of funny to say, but it's a movement that kind of spawned, from my knowledge, in the kind of the 80s. And Vic Bears was, I guess it was called something slightly, it was called Melbourne Bear Man or something slightly before that, and it spawned into Vic Bears the year after that. And I guess it was a social club, and a lot of it's been focused out of the Laird Hotel in Abbotsford, you know, which has similar patronage, I guess, in terms of being a safe place for masculine men. You know, often those are guys in the leather scene as well. And Bears was about a social group, sort of a way of drawing together guys with a common interest. And then what that became is about hosting functions and parties and social events that would kind of draw those guys out and give them a place to come together and find some experience of belonging and brotherhood and togetherness, you know, which is quite the opposite of what gay community can offer many people.
So. Mm. And Simon, how many members do you have in Vic Bears here in Victoria? Are all the members living in Victoria, or are there people from interstate?
We've got interstate. We've got worldwide members.
Worldwide?
Yeah, believe it or not. But the core, I think, at the moment, is about 220 members, which is really pretty substantial given the size of you know, gay community itself. And then, you know, within that, we certainly don't think that we cater to everybody's need. But, yeah, it's growing stronger all the time. And a really core membership, you know, really core. I was first involved with Bears, geez, going back over 10 years ago now, and I guess it's the same group of guys that I see all the time, and you know, there's a real sense that we're sort of, you know, feel like you're part of something, and it goes back a long way.
Okay, can anyone be a part of Vic Bears? I mean, obviously they need to be male men,
yeah.
But can anyone be a part of Vic Bears?
Anyone 18 and over, you know, any gay man 18 and over is welcome to join. They can join directly through our website. Come along to our den nights, which are on the 4th Saturday of every month, and join in person, or they can just sign up to one of our events and come and check it out for themselves.
Yeah, well, that sort of leads into, I guess, the next sort of question, like, how do people join? Like, is it by going along to the events that you become a part of Vic Bears, or do you sign up and become a member, or do you just growl? Like, how do people, or what's the process involved for people wanting to become a part of Vic Bears?
It's I guess there are many and varied paths. You know, we'd really encourage people to come along to a den night and meet some of the committee then, and they can sign up and become a member. And we are a social club, so we'd encourage people to become members. And there are a whole lot of benefits that are part of being a member. So there are discounts to our supporters, to some of the restaurants and some of the venues that actually support us. There's, you know, there's drink discounts at the Laird. There's a monthly newsletter that we put out. You know, there are subsidised prices for events from being a member. So people can come along, or people who are hesitant to do that are welcome to join up at bigbears.org.au, and they can join up there on the spot and receive the newsletter. And sometimes people like to approach it a bit more slowly. People can think bears are a bit scary, and they need to fit some kind of mould before they can come along. So I guess they're welcome to approach in any way that they're comfortable with. So.
Oh, the bears I know are lovely and cuddly and lovable.
Yeah,
well, look,
I know the same ones I know.
Exactly. Well, obviously, we're just going to take a quick break and listen to some ads here. But this is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9 in Melbourne and on Star Observer Digital in Sydney, a digital radio pop-up station presented by 2SER, Joy and Star Observer. See the banner at joy.org.au for more details.
So, Simon, obviously we've got you on here to not just chat about Vic Bears and how cuddly and how growly they are, but obviously to chat about a new part of Vic Bears, which is Bear Heart. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Can you tell the listener and I guess us as well exactly what Bear Heart is?
Of course. So it stands for the Bear Health and Resources Team.
Mm-hmm.
So we're a health promotion team that is in the process of identifying health and wellbeing needs of our members, and starting a process of beginning to put on a series of events and resources, and starting important conversations about other aspects of their life, I guess. But that's about, you know, human life, gay life, but I guess trying to do that in quite a targeted way for the members of our community.
Okay, Simon, so who's a part of Bear Heart? Like, is it just members of the Bear community, Vic Bears? Are there other organisations involved, that sort of thing?
Yeah, we've got a whole range of people. So we've got some representation of people on the management committee of Vic Bears themselves. So Peter, our president, is on the committee, and there are people with some sort of health and wellbeing backgrounds. So we've got a GP, and I'm a psychologist. And we have some people with expertise in communications and health promotion and marketing. But we're really excited about, we have a partnership with the SAM Project. You guys know about, listeners know about the SAM Project.
We are familiar with the Sexually Adventurous Men Project.
Yeah. So it's really exciting. We've got both Carlos and Wolf who are representing the SAM Project, and they're working really closely with us in helping us to both draw down on their expertise in health promotion, and also then, I guess, to be working in partnership with us in projects that come under the banner of the goals of that project. So.
And I guess what were the reasons why Bear Heart was created? Obviously, Vic Bears is quite a social thing, but you're obviously doing a lot of health promotion sort of within that context.
Yeah.
So why was Bear Heart specifically needed or decided upon?
Yeah, it's about focusing in, I guess. Vic Bears has always had an interest beyond the social needs of members, but if anybody who's been on the committee or been a committee wife can tell you that it's a full-time job it becomes.
And yes.
So that focus got lost along the way. And last year during our Southern Hibernation Festival in June, there was a series of four posters that were produced, you know, which had both like safe sex messages, and there was about making good choices in terms of food and drug use. And so, you know, we started the idea, we got the ball rolling of promoting some sort of bear themed and relevant health promotion messages. And it really spawned the idea that we should do this in a more focused but also kind of consumer-led process. So slowing it down and really thinking about and starting the conversation with our members about what's important to them, and trying to find out what are their health and wellbeing needs, and seeing where we can start to fill some gaps or make some connections.
Fantastic. Well, we're just going to listen to another upbeat poppy tune, and I dedicate this one to Tex. It is Turn Me On.
Oh, please.
By David Guetta and Nicki Minaj. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
Welcome back to Well, Well, Well here on Joy 94.9. We've had a couple of messages in, Adam. We have had a message from Dr. George, also known as the Healthy Bear, saying it's great to have Simon representing the Bear Heart team. He's a very proud member of the committee. And also we've had a message from Nick saying, well, 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 you fellas make me laugh. Great show. Cheers from Nick. Which is great to hear from you, Nick. Thank you.
It's fantastic, isn't it? We might go to another song because we seem to have lost our guest.
Oh, really?
Yes. So we might have to give him a call back.
Okay, well, let's hear another exciting track. What have you got for us?
It's Battle Scars by Guy Sebastian, and I dedicate this to Sally. And Sally knows who she is.
Sally knows who she is. Well, Sally.
Celine.
Oh, Celine. Oh, I know who she is too. This is for you, darling.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
Welcome back to Well, Well, Well. If you've just joined us, we're chatting with Simon Morris from Vic Bears about Bear Heart, the health and resources team. And we have had another message in. The bears are certainly out of their den tonight. We've had Christopher, bipolar bear, who's messaged in to say g'day as well. Simon, Moving on with talking about Bear Heart, the health and resources team, how does the group run? Like, how many people are on the committee, or, you know, board of management, or however it's set up?
So there's eight of us on the committee, and I guess we kind of, we're running as a, I guess a sort of fairly formal committee in the sense that we've got little portfolios that we're each kind of managing, looking after different aspects of just different areas of expertise that we've got, you know, whether that's in marketing or design or communications, or or whether, you know, I'm technically the chairperson for trying to pull the whole thing together, and certainly Carlos and Wolf are coming from the SAM project, so we're, you know, each coming together representing different aspects, and trying to pull together towards, you know, getting some events and some resources, you know, rolling out through 2013. So.
Okay, and what are some of the activities that you're planning on running?
So we've got, we're working on a forum that we're going to run in April. It'll be looking at body image more than anything.
All right,
At, you know, which of course means how you feel about your body. And a lot of bears feel pretty terrible about their bodies, feel they're, you know, too big, too hairy, not hairy enough, not big enough.
Sure.
Or it might be people who feel they're not part of bear community because they don't fit some stereotyped kind of model. So we're looking at, you know, body image from the inside and from the out. So I'm going to be talking as a clinical psych about what goes on in your head. And Tom Walsh is a personal trainer. He's going to be talking about actually making some steps in starting to embrace getting into your body and bringing some movement and starting to get some non-sexual pleasure back from your body. And not just through your stomach, you know. So,
well, Simon, how did you decide that, I guess, these were the activities or the focuses of the events that you're planning throughout the year? Because obviously there's, obviously coming from a clinical psychology background, there's a range of different issues or areas that you could have tackled first and foremost. Yeah. So how do you decide, I guess, what's more important amongst the bear community?
Yeah, that's right. Well, our plan is that it's going to be a consultative process in the long term. Part of our role at the moment is about trying to, and this is why we're really grateful to be on the show tonight, is a very first communication about what on earth it is. So we felt that we would host a few events to give members and the broader gay community some idea of, you know, what it is we're trying to do. And then the second phase that will start probably, you know, in the lead up to Southern Hibernation will be actually asking people to tell us what is important. So we'll be having a survey that will go to members, and we'll be starting, you know, Facebook threads, and we're going to have the support of the Healthy Bear and, like you mentioned, Chris, before, the Bipolar Bear, really seeking those kind of broader internet-based networks to really hear from people and tell us what's important to them. And then from there we'll make plans through the rest of the year and begin to create a broader direction through 2014 and beyond. So.
Okay, so Simon, if people want to find out more, they can go to the Vic Bears website. That was, you said, vicbears.org.au?
.au, or they could like Vic Bears on Facebook. It would be two of the very the most direct ways to hear more about upcoming Bear Heart events.
Fantastic. And Simon, it's been an absolute delight to have you on the show. I think we'll have to definitely get you back on again sort of once everything's sort of coming down the track, and let us know how it's all been going.
That would be great. And we'd love to tell you about the feedback and what we're hearing from people as well. So.
And of course, we generally have Vic Bears on just before Southern Hibernation. So we will have someone on from Vic Bears talking about Southern Hibernation, because that's always a... I think last year it was an 8-day week or a 9-day week, but I know that the bears were pretty exhausted at the end of that.
Exactly, and you know it's getting bigger all the time, and we're drawing people in, you know, from all sorts of places. So just want people to know how welcome they are, and they're welcome to come along and check it out. So.
Fantastic. I think I might have to go along and check a couple of the events out and see what's going on in the bear community. But Simon, thank you so much for your time tonight. We really appreciate it. And we'll definitely have to have you on throughout the year. So good luck with everything and with Bear Heart in the future.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you, Jack.
No worries.
Cheers. Good night.
Bye. And you're listening to Well 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 on Joy 94.9 in Melbourne and on Star Observer Digital in Sydney, a digital radio pop-up station presented by 2SER, Joy and Star Observer. So obviously, if you haven't heard us say it before, please see the banner at joy.org.au for more details.
Now, Adam, the messages have been ringing hot. We've had messages, as we've already indicated, through on air at joy.org.au and also
0427 Joy 949.
But also through our Facebook page as well. So we had Stevie saying that he was enjoying listening. Thanks, Stevie. And also Ken. Good on Ken. Good on you, Ken. Indeed, saying that they were enjoying the show.
Yes, well, we'll change tracks now and sort of give you a little bit of an update about what's going on around town, because we are nearing the end of the show, and obviously we've got Dean and Andrew coming up next. But the first thing I think to mention is the Hope Program. And
oh, of course.
We had Guy Hussey on a couple of weeks ago discussing what the Hope Program was, but for anyone who didn't actually catch that interview, Hope's a program for people living with HIV who are also living in or living with a mental health condition. So the group is open to any person living with both conditions who are interested in attaining, I guess, a better health outcome in relation to, like, returning to employment, vocational study, or just even volunteering. But participants do need to be referred through to the program by a support worker or disability employment service. But participants or workers who would be seeking further information, contact Guy Hussey on 9863 8733. That's 9863 8733, or check out livingpositivevictoria.org.au. Oh, yes. Yes.
Now, relationships. The Relationships Workshop is part of the peer education program at the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre, and our colleague Woody asked us to mention something about the Relationships Workshop. So, what is a relationship? What do you want from a relationship? How do you make it work? If you want to know more about establishing and, really importantly, maintaining a good relationship, the Relationships Workshop could be for you. It's a free workshop for same-sex attracted men to talk about topics relating to relationships, such as constructing a relationship agreement and talking about sex with your partner. The next Relationships Workshop, which is a 6-week workshop, is starting on the 6th of March. If you'd like more information, just ring up the Victorian AIDS Council, 9865 6700. That's 9865 6700, and just say, I want to find out about the Relationships Workshop, or ask to speak to Buddy, B-U-D-I.
And I would emphasise, it is not a dating workshop.
No, not at all. The guys who take part in the workshop, it's really interesting. The guys who come along to the workshop tend to be guys who have never been in a relationship, and they want to know, well, how do I make a relationship work? Or they're guys who have been in a relationship that hasn't worked and they want to know why. And guys who are currently in a relationship and they want to keep it alive and happening. So all of those tools and all of those things are discussed in the Relationships Workshop, so that you indeed can find out about how to maintain and how to keep a gay male relationship together. So, of course, that telephone number, 9865 6700, and ask to speak to Buddy, or just mention the word Relationships Workshop and you'll be put through to the right person.
And Tex, would you believe that we've nearly come to the end of the show?
Oh, come on, we have not, Adam.
We have.
Really?
Yes, I really enjoyed that interview. I didn't really know anything about Vic Bears, and I think I've become a little bit more educated.
Yeah, I've spoken to Vic Bears quite often, especially in the lead-up. We normally talk to them about May, in the lead-up to June, which is Southern Hibernation, which happens around the Queen's birthday weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But as I said, last year, they used to talk about a week of events, but last year the week stretched into 9 days. The year before, it stretched into 8 days, and I've got a funny feeling that the week is going to consist of at least 10 days this year. But we'll be having someone from Vic Bears on probably in May to have a chat about what Southern Hibernation's all about and how people can get involved.
That sounds like a lot of beartastic fun.
Oh, very good, Adam. Well, we have a few people to say hello to tonight. We've big hello to Matt, Stevie and Ken, who messaged in via Facebook, and to George, the healthy bear, to Christopher, the bipolar bear, and to Nick, who, to my knowledge, is not a bear at all. fact, perhaps he will be getting into the bear scene as well.
Bears are all shapes and sizes.
They are indeed.
Yes. So I guess coming up next is Hide and Seek with Andrew and Dean, I think, is on tonight.
I think I saw The Apprentice there. And big hello to Warren in Cairns, Wayne in Nimbin, Deb in Reservoir, and, of course, thanks to Simon Morris from Vic Bears talking about Bear Heart.
Fantastic. Well, this has been well for another show, our 401 show.
401st, indeed.
401st.
And we'll be back, indeed, next week for the 402nd.
Thanks very much, guys. Have a good night.
Cheers, everyone. Bye-bye.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.